Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as I sought the Lord for what He would have me share with you this week, He directed me to preach on the healing of wounds. And there's many ways that we can be wounded in our lives. There's the wounds that come from the work of the enemy. There's the wounds that come from relationship with others. There are wounds that are even self-inflicted. And so we want to look at the ways that we can be wounded in our lives and to understand the remedy that Jesus came to heal those who were wounded, to heal the brokenhearted. So as we begin to go into the Word of the Lord, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank You for the eternal beauty and unchangeableness of Your Word, that Your Word is true. And Father, we're asking that You see the conditions, the circumstances in the lives of those who are listening. Father, we pray in Your great compassion and mercy that You would extend Your healing hand to them, that You would give them understanding, You would give them strength in their inner man, that You would make a way before them. Father, I do rebuke the work of the enemy, for You have given us power and authority over the work of the enemy. And the enemy seeks to destroy, to hurt, to kill, and to deceive. And so, Father, we're asking that the Spirit of the Lord would lift a standard against all work of the enemy. Lord, that our hearts would be open, our minds receptive, our spirits delighting to receive Your ministry as well as the Word of the Lord, which is our sole source of truth and guidance in the life that we now live. Lord, thank You for touching the hearts of everyone who is listening. And Father, in advance, I thank You for healing wounds that have been present in their lives so they can go forward to enjoy and in strength to do the things that You have called them to do. Amen and amen. All right, well, let's begin by looking at the work of Jesus. And if we look at the Old Testament, the many scriptures that speak prophetically of the ministry of the Messiah, we see foretold many reasons why Jesus came to earth. And to heal broken and wounded spirits was just one of those reasons. Let me share a familiar passage found in Isaiah 51, which Jesus actually quoted in the gospel. I'll share that in a bit. But let's look at what the Old Testament says through the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, for the reason that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Praise God. In Psalm 143, 147, verse 3, the word says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." If you've been heartbroken by events that have happened in your life currently, or perhaps even something from the past that you've not been healed of, Jesus came to heal the broken in heart and to bind up their wounds. We see recorded in the scripture record of the Gospels the work that Jesus came to do. And I'm going to read the words of Jesus found in Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 18. Here he quotes Isaiah, the scripture which I just read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted," praise God, "to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He stopped at that point. He didn't speak of the day of vengeance of our God, but he came. That's when he began his ministry. He referred to the prophetic words that were spoken hundreds of years before to say this was what he came to do. And when the Word of God emphasizes the reason for Jesus' coming, as it has in Luke, the scripture I just shared with you, it was a fulfillment of the prophecy that he would come and that he would do as the prophets had said. So during his lifetime and since then, Jesus has reached out to people everywhere who have heartaches and problems and wounds that they really just can't deal with. In today's fast-paced world we live in, Jesus' love and compassion is more needed and is more pertinent than ever before. People need Jesus today. They don't have answers to their problems. They don't have healing for their wounds. They don't have peace for their souls and hearts and minds. But Jesus, regardless of the life we live, when we accept Jesus, and all we have to do is open our hearts and say, "Jesus, I want you as my Savior. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart, heal me, be with me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I believe that I receive eternal life, Lord, because of what Jesus did, his suffering and death on the cross." And so if we will take that simple step, he will forgive, he will heal broken hearts, and he will restore wounded spirits as nothing and no one else can. So what I'd like to do now is turn and read a scripture found in Luke, the 10th chapter, and I'm going to, actually I want to start reading at verse 25, because this explains what Jesus was responding to. "A certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" And then what Jesus said in verse 26, he said, "What's in the law? How do you read it?" And the lawyer answered in verse 27, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And he said unto him, "Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." Ah, but you see where he was at. But he, the lawyer, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Okay, so Jesus then gives this parable in the 10th chapter, verses 30 through 37, and I'll read that. "And Jesus answering and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, his clothing, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side.' But a certain Samaritan, and the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along very well at that time, as he journeyed, came where he was, the man, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. So Jesus asks the question, which now of these three thinkest thou, speaking to the lawyer, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do thou likewise. Praise God. At that time, there was racial strife between the Jews and the Samaritans, but the Samaritan's heart went out to the man. He couldn't bear to leave him there to die, which he probably would have done. In doing what he did, the Samaritan who cared and helped that poor man had a lasting effect on that wounded man's life, saving it perhaps, for without the help of another, he surely would have died. This narrative tells of a healing work. It was a one-time work, but it lasted a lifetime. Jesus forgave many, all who came to him, and who in turn served him for a lifetime. There were those, his immediate disciples, there were those in the multitudes that heard him and believed on him and became his disciple as well. And they were able to receive not only spiritual healing, but physical healing, healing of their souls. They received healing within, and they began to realize their human worth when they saw himself through his eyes. Well, my time has flown, and I must stop at this point, and we will continue right on in tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in at the same time. But as always, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I personally read and answer your letters. If you choose to email, I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer by mail, I invite you to enclose your mailing address. Thank you for joining me. It is my joy to bring the word of the Lord to you through the broadcast, through the written word, and it's been my privilege to share this time with you. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.